Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. This is Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's strength for you and me this day. Our scripture reading is coming from Exodus 14. Let's start at 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by the strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the waters became a wall for them on the right hand and on the left. Now, this lesson was in our Sunday school last Sunday. Beautiful lesson about Moses parting the sea and the children of Israel crossing over and the Egyptians getting in Pharaoh's army being flooded in the sea. But when I thought about how the Lord takes us through the long way of getting delivered from something, those nights are really long to us, but the Lord is making ways for us to cross over that we don't know is happening. And then I thought about when I was a little girl and I would walk from my mom's to my grandmother's, and there was a ditch on Washington Street right there behind Second Baptist. There was a ditch that we would cross over. And coming back, if it rained, I couldn't cross over that ditch anymore. And I thought about that scenario with the children of Israel. When God parted that sea for them so that they could be free from Pharaoh, and then he caused the water to come back, there was no going back. Number one, that way was closed now because God had put the water back in place. They couldn't cross over. There was no way to go back. This is our strength today. When God fills that ditch back up that you crossed over that seemed impossible, and you looked back and you see that there's water there, there is no going back. When God delivers you from something, my God, don't look back to go back. Look back to thank God for getting you out. Thank you, Lord, for helping me cross over the ditch. Because when I looked back and saw the water was back, I said, God, there is no turning back. Number one, that way has been closed. The road does not exist anymore. Thank you, Lord, for closing the road. Thank you, God, for closing the roads and filling it back with water. So I know I've got no other choice but to move forward. Thank you, oh God. I know that was a little heavy, but look, when God delivers you, stay free. Don't look back. That's a good word. Wow. This has been Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3. Y'all go make it a wonderful day. And I'll see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.